This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, April 23rd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. AgriPulse reported earlier this week that some minority members of the House Ag Committee lobbying other members to vote against the farm bill when it comes to the floor for a vote. Chairman G.T. Thompson says he's not surprised with the effort.
No, it doesn't. It disappoints me that they would really do something harmful to hurt the farmers in their congressional districts and the farmers across the nation. This is a great farm bill that was written not in Washington, but around farm country all across the nation. And a very bipartisan farm bill. Hard to find a bill in particular in this institution that's more bipartisan than the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2026.
Thompson says he has support for new farm bill language.
I've been working for a couple weeks, and we've done our own whip with every member. Last night, I spent part of the evening with the House Freedom Caucus. It was a great discussion, very supportive. Agriculture is important. It is this nation's number one industry, and without a strong agriculture program, we have food insecurity, which leads to national security.
The House Ag Committee's farm bill does not include an E15 mandate for ethanol. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer says a number of groups are supporting an amendment to add fuel policy to the farm bill.
We are working hard on that. There is the potential. Again, we have to get it through the Rules Committee. You know, as we had conversations for the past few months, Jeff, with all the frustration with this, it does not, so to speak, pass the smell test for the Rules Committee. But there is the potential that they can vote on a waiver for that to get past the Rules Committee and get it into the farm bill.
Bauer says the corn growers are circulating a letter supporting an amendment.
Talks about E15 and how it is not a mandate, how it's going to lower gas prices, you know, the things we've been preaching for years. Also talks about we have support of most of the petroleum industry. And then it also talks about the tiny minority of the major energy corporations that are against it. Those would be considered those mid-sized refineries that we've been battling with, and the committee that was working on the E15 language was having issues with.
Bauer says small refinery exemptions to renewable fuel blends is still a sticking point. House Rules Committee expected to take up the Ag Committee's farm bill and amendments on Monday, a vote pending for next week. In other news, crude futures rose for a fourth straight session today, volatility picking up as market hopes fade for any quick negotiated solution to the U.S.-Iran conflict. Iran's president and parliamentary speaker issued near identical statements declaring unity behind the country's supreme leader, suggesting the country will take a hard line toward any talks. "We're definitely seeing tensions rise," one analyst wrote. "The market is already in a nervous state, and any kind of further escalation is going to be a positive to crude futures, at least near term." Dry weather in the U.S. plains is giving Chicago wheat futures support. The U.S. Drought Monitor map shows the spread of extreme drought in Nebraska, patches spreading in Oklahoma and Texas. While dry weather supported wheat, if those concerns keep wheat positive in the coming sessions, that just remains to be seen. Analysts are aware that the winter wheat crop is resilient. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange says that it sees Argentina's wheat crop in 26-27 dropping 3% to around 6.5 million hectares, roughly 16.1 million acres. The reduction in supply coming with signs of excessive dryness in U.S. wheat growing areas is giving Chicago wheat futures a boost. News of reduced Argentine acres comes after USDA maintained its outlook for 27.9 million metric tons of production in 25-26. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.